This is Senator Al Simpson. The tragic cycle of drought, famine, and civil war is starting all over again in Ethiopia. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, we've been down this dirty road before. Ethiopia, the world's poorest country, is still on the jagged edge of starvation. It suffers from an awful civil war where food is being used as a weapon. And making matters even worse, last year the rainfall dropped below 80% of normal during the crucial growing season. This deadly combination spells disaster for the region. Ted, relief efforts are still being brutalized by the political situation, but with 4 million people on the brink of starvation, we just can't sit any longer on the sidelines, wringing our hands, watching much-needed food rot on the docks miles from people who need it desperately. What do you say, Ted? Let's pull together on this one and work to avert a human disaster that has all the marks of being far worse than the one they had there in 1984.
As usual, Al, you ducked your responsibility. You didn't recommend any specific ways to end that famine. The cruel Marxist government of Ethiopia is using starvation as a weapon to put down the civil war that threatens its control over large areas of the country. The insurgent leaders are willing to help the innocent victims by creating mercy corridors, safe passage routes for convoys to bring emergency food and medicine to the people starving in the rebel-controlled areas. So far, Ethiopia's Marxist dictator refuses to go along. The Soviet Union is the principal arms supplier to Ethiopia. President Bush has a golden opportunity at the upcoming summit to save millions of lives by persuading President Gorbachev to use Soviet influence to see that the food convoys go through. We can't just stand by, Al, while mass starvation occurs. If the Cold War is truly over, neither can the Soviet Union. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on statehood for the District of Columbia. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.